Wednesday night and the David Fairway album.
I need to be
title on the sign was, Can I bake milchige rolls? Can I bake milchige bread? I think we spoke about it before. It's one of the simunim, which is one of the lesser known haluchas, I think, which comes in Busa V'chulov. It's a bit like talking subject, should have been talked about a week ago, before Shviyas. That's one of the times when the Mechaber, the Ramur, writes clearly the word Shviyas in Shulchan Aruch. He writes about this halucha. It's the last simun in Hilchas Busa V'chulov and Simun Tzadizayin. As the Mechaber brings down, you're not allowed to bake milchige bread or fleischige bread. Ein loshen pas im chemo, ein loshen pas im shimon. You're not allowed to make fleischige or milchige bread, even if you want to eat it by itself. Even if you don't intend to eat it with the other, even if you're going to make the fleischige bread, eat the fleischige seder, even if you're going to make the milchige bread, eat by a milchige seder. There's a problem to bake fleischige or milchige bread, because a bread is a staple item. It's an item which people are used to being allowed to eat with any type of food. It's a classic parva food. The Shach Adzon Ki Alechem Yichya Udam. A person lives on bread. It's the main food which people live on. And therefore, there's an issa to bake something which is known to be parva and something which is a staple food item to make it fleischig or milchig, because we're scared that somebody will come a michshel out of it and then end up eating it with something else. So therefore, not allowed to, if you bake it, you're not allowed to eat it at all, it becomes usa. The Mechaber said, there's two heterim which are mentioned in the Mechaber. One heter in the Mechaber is, if you bake a small amount, enough for one meal, the Tani wants to make fresh bread, he makes fresh rolls, and he makes enough to eat for this meal, he needs to have one challah for this meal, he needs to have one roll for this meal, he's allowed to make one bread which is going to be finished in this seder, he's allowed to do. Because in such a circumstances, there's no chashash that he's going to come and eat it afterwards with the opposite mean. He's not going to go and eat this fleischige bread with milk or the milchige bread with fleisch, because it's going to get eaten up at this meal. Therefore, we won't choshash that it's going to come at a kula of it. The Rumu adds in a little bit more heter than the Mechaber. And the Rumu says that it's enough. You're allowed a small amount, is considered even what you need to eat for a whole day, not just for one meal. Even what you need to eat for a whole day. And that's where the Rambam brings in Shviyas. So the minhag is taka that we bake milchige bread for Shviyas and we bake fleischige bread for Shabbos. Those are the two mashulim which the Rambam brings down, which you're allowed to do. If you're doing just a small amount that you're doing just for Shviyas or just for Shabbos, the main nakida is that you've got enough, which is a small enough amount, and the Rambam wasn't choishish, you're going to use it for something else if it's such a small amount. And the Mechaber said it's got to be even smaller, it's got to be only enough for one meal. So it depends for a Sfaradi Shayid or Ashkenazi Shayid, how much is the amount one would be allowed to bake to have. But in Santa, Minig was, in the Remu was to make milchige bread for Shviyas. And that fits very well. And I wish to speak again before Shviyas, but the reason why we eat milchige on Shviyas, the Welt knows lots of reasons, but I think the reason that the Rambam says is one of the least known reasons. The Rambam himself brings down in Hilchos Shviyas, because the minhag is, if you have a milchige seder, if you eat milchigs, and then you eat fleischigs, al-pi halacha, you have to take a new bread. If you had a bread on the table when you were eating a milchige seder, and then you start eating fleischigs, you have to take away all the bread that was on the table when you were eating milchigs. And you have to bring a new bread, because when you want to eat fleischigs, and therefore you're going to have to bring two breads on the table, you're going to have to bring two chalas on the table, and that is a remez, a zeicha for the shtei alechem, which we brought in the Beis Mikdash on Shviyas. You're going to have to bring shtei alechem, you're going to have to bring two lechems, and that's the whole minhag, says the Rambam, is that we eat milchigs on Shviyas. The other reasons are more known than that reason. But that's the reason the Rambam brings down. And the Rambam said, that was the minhag, used to bake bread for Shviyas, mamish with milk, it used to be losh with milk. The second heter that the Mechaber brings down is that you're allowed to, is if you bake the bread in a different tzira. We said the whole reason why we're worried about if somebody makes a large amount of bread is because this bread will come to be eaten with milk when it's a meaty bread, or it's a milchige bread, it'll come and eat it with fleischig. But if you bake it in a different shape, if you break it in an interesting tzira, that the way we're not scared, people, he'll realize, he'll remember, and he'll know why it's baked in a funny way. Why did I bake a triangle loaf of bread instead of a regular loaf of bread? Why did I make a big pretzel or whatever it is, any other shape which he does, which is an unusual type of a shape. The reason why I did such a shape, oh, it's going to remind him this bread isn't a standard parva bread. This bread is fleishig, this bread is milchig, this bread, whatever this bread is. And that's another hetzer to be able to bake even a larger amount of bread. He said, Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't get brought down by emes in advance. They didn't have freezers. They didn't have such a metzias. Whatever they baked, they used to eat. But pashas, if somebody makes a small amount, and that's what he has at home, he's baked specially for that occasion, l'chayr should be mitter. I don't remember offhand to be able to the festkite, but l'chayr should be mitter. If somebody didn't do what he was meant to do, he made a large amount of bread, he made a large amount of chalas, he made them either fleishig or he made them milchig. It doesn't help, they became usa. Now he's got a good idea. I'd have to throw them out. Why should I throw them out? Let's start making them up. I'll cut them into shapes. I'll cut them into triangle pieces. And I'll be able to put them away in the freezer. Or I'll give them out to all my neighbors. And we'll dish out challahs l'chuvat Shabbos. And every neighbor will become good neighbors. And every neighbor will get another challah today. Doesn't help. Once you bake the be'issa, it stays usa. If you bake l'chatchila, a large amount of challahs, because he wants to give every neighbor a challah for l'chuvat Shabbos, that would be okay. Because he baked a small amount. That's called a small amount. Everybody's going to get enough. If somebody gives out Shabbos packages or gives out Shvi'ez packages, there's no problem to bake 100 challahs if they're going to give it to 100 different people, whoever they need for their Yom Tov. But once it's been baked already, it doesn't help anymore to go to my friend and say, you know what, I'll start giving them out or I'll make a heck on it. Chazal asked it doesn't help. With a heck, you have to be careful. That's got to be a heck which is recognizable. So if somebody bakes challahs by himself at home, and he knows he normally makes such a tzira of challahs, all of a sudden, he made a funny shape, and he made a pretzel bread. He made a round challah, let's say. But him, he only makes straight challahs, and he made a round challah. He never ever makes a round challah. He has a hecker. But his hecker is a shal in the poskim. If a hecker will help for a bakery who want to sell stuff, if they want to sell their bread to other people, and other people are going to walk in, don't know the difference between this shape and that shape, it won't help to make a hecker, because the other people who look at it are not going to know any difference if it's parvo or milchig or fleishig. In such a case, huh? A note doesn't help because, right? If you bake on it something, that would be a hecker that everybody would know about. That's called being baked on it. If you baked it without it and you just put a sticker on afterwards, it wouldn't be different than putting a hecker after it's been baked. It doesn't help to make a hecker after it's been baked. You have to have a hecker when it's being baked. So therefore, if you would put lechatchila on takit bake, but there are sometimes some. If the whole town knows about this, this is the bakery, and everyone knows you come to the bakery. This shape of challah is parva, and this shape of challah, this shape of bread is mazoin, is hamoitzi, and this is a noise in the poskim if it's going to help or not, because everybody in town knows about it, or do we have to worry about visitors are coming into town and they won't know any difference? That's a nid in the poskim. It's a santo. We go to Eretz Yisrael. If you go into any bakery from the Eidah Haredes, they sell berekas, and there's potato berekas, and there's cheese berekas. All the bakeries have Eretz Yisrael, potato berekas and cheese berekas. If you look, you'll see all the potato berekas are rectangles and all the cheese berekas are triangles. Everywhere, any bakery you'll go, all the cheese berekas are baked in triangles. And that's the choir because of this. It could be we don't have to come into that heter, we'll come to it in a minute. But Pashas, so the reason is there should be no sfeikas and should be very clear that this is milchigs and this is parva. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that you have to bake it in a different way. You meant to be able to taste the difference between Mazoinus and Amoitzi. No, you're right, Zek Mazoinus. But here we're worried about it because very often. So we'll get to another heter soon also. There's another heter which is. The issa which we're talking about over here of baking bread is lav dafke if it's Mazoinus or Amoitzi. That's not the noisa. Anything which is a staple food which people normally eat with one of the two minev. We'll go into this issa if it's a bread-like item. The post can bring down ones of something you bake, which you'll never eat with the other type. There's types of very sweet pastries, which people will bake. You might have it with a coffee, but you'll never eat such a sweet pastry with something fleishig. It just doesn't fit together. It's something that nobody will do. In such a case, it's takamit, and it doesn't go into this whole chashash of baking parva bread, which we're not worried about, he'll eat with something else. The same thing if you see it's full, if it's got like a whole layers inside of it. which you open, as soon as you start eating it, you see it's, you can see mamushas, you can see the mamushas of the flesh, or you can see mamushas of the cheese, it's also not a problem. That's why really, the cheeseburger, if it's a decent bakery, isn't a problem, because you should be able to see it filled with cheese inside. But, lavdafka, so that's probably one of the reasons, there shouldn't be any chashushas, that's why they're makbid to make a different shape. But that's a very push it, that's a very thing aluche. Now what happens if... That's right, for sure you have to wash before you eat bread, Moshe. What happens if somebody baked the... What happens if you didn't bake it dafka? You baked it by mistake. You made a mistake. You didn't realize that ingredient I was using was a milking ingredient. I didn't realize I'm doing a lot. I didn't know the halucha. And you baked the bread. So do I need in the prima gunim if it becomes usa b'shoigig or not? And it blabbed as a taka usa and it doesn't help. Therefore, it's something which can be in a guy people can make. And all of a sudden they hear about this new halucha and they've still got stuff left in the freezer. And it'll come out to the prima gunim. That was a minat manun. That'll be usa to carry on eating this bread. You'd have to throw it out. I once had a very interesting shala. It was by myself. I had a very interesting shala. And I asked a few different abunim. And I managed to get three different halukhas, which I was told. So it's in Santa Shala. It was gebot of this halukha. We baked at the same time, in the oven, pizza and rolls. Make homemade rolls. It was a large quantity. There was no heta of a small amount. There was no heta of a different shape, a different cereal. It was regular rolls. I baked them two trays, not touching each other. Two trays, open trays. One had pizza inside and one had rolls inside. Is it mitzvah to eat these rolls? Are they milchik? And if they're milchik, are they mitzvah to eat or are they usa to eat? That goes into the shala of, is the zeya in the oven? Is the zeya on cheese? Does the zeya, if it is zeya, is the zeya enough of an item to be called that it was nilish b'chula, as if you needed a mamash b'chula, which went into this gezeira, which Chazal gave us over here, that you're not allowed to eat the chalas. So I went and asked one roof, and he told me that he has so one of the biggest machalikas in Nisvaheta nowadays is ovens. Is there steam? Is there a problem of steam in our ovens? Especially when it comes to dry items and not wet items. So in Tzant, so one roof told me not. He has a kabula from his father. From, the what? Zeya Ba'alma. So Charles, it's Abba Zeya itself. Right. So the Zeya itself, if it's proper Zeya though, it can be a problem. It can make it milchig. Other people say, Ein Zeya Ba'ochlim. Primer Gudim brings down that Ba'ochel is no Zeya. And his mushal is talking about chaylev, which is like cheese, and maybe there's no ein zeya ba'achlim. That's the noisa. It's the nacha noisa, as the poskim shmiz narim. For our ovens nowadays are done, built differently than the ovens of Amulige Tzaten. And all the zeya, even when it does come out, it gets burned straight away. It doesn't have a chance. It's so hot and it's so close, it doesn't get a... It's a big machloikus. I asked one roof and he tells me, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I asked one Reuven, and he tells me that everything's mitzvah, there's no zeh at all, and hakubak, you can eat everything you want. He held even mitzvah, because there's no zeh at all, and there's no zeh at all, it's very killer dick, there's no zeh at all in the oven, it's mitzvah. Next Reuven asked, why did I ask another Reuven? I don't remember, probably because somebody was married to me that's not so pushed, I don't remember anymore. I wasn't going rabunim shopping, and I asked somebody else, and he told me that it became milchig. It became milchig, but there is a dayan that Kachivu holds that if he did it b'shoigig, if it happened b'shoigig, it was not for lachulav b'toicha isa, if it fell in by mistake and he didn't intend for the milk to go in, then it does help. We said before, Prima Gudim says it becomes us if you do it b'shoigig. This Dar Kachivu, there's a dayan holds that you can do a heka afterwards, even though a heka afterwards normally doesn't help. What became usa is usa, it doesn't help to make it. If holder is zaya, then I made milchig bread. Right? So that is the gif of the noise. The first roof hold is not milchig bread. The second said it became milchig, but since it was done by shoigig, you can make a heka afterwards. Which we can claim if that's what it says in the Akachiva, because I looked it up afterwards, and the Akachiva is talking about when milk fell by mistake inside the dough and never wanted it to go there in the first place. Here, you can claim, I just didn't know that there's such a problem of baking bread in such a situation, but I'm not sure if that has the same agadura. He held us the same agadura, and he told me, you can go now do a simmon. So some of the rolls I'd already...
It wasn't that fell in. There's no pizza fell into the bread.
No, that's the whole shayla. But if there is zeya, now hold the zeya in the oven together, and then it fills up the whole oven, and it goes in. That was the gift of the shayla. Some of them had eaten already. when he told me that psak, I still had some left in the freezer, so I made a, don't do this hecker. I made a big M. I cut a big M into each one. But then I realized that it only helps when you talk Yiddish, but not if you talk English. Because milchig and fleischig, it helps you, but meaty and milky, it won't help. So find yourself a better hecker than that. And then, we were preparing a busa b'chulav. I remember when Koyle went to preparing a busa b'chulav by a different roof. And I mentioned the story to him. I was hearing on this simon, so I mentioned the story to him. He goes, what? Zaya? Zaya, as if you baked it, the chatchila, together. What are you talking about? It's usa mamish. So I told him I can still be mekayim your psak, because I've still got some left in the freezer. So I was mekayim all three psukim with the same rolls. But one thing that helped, I had to remember the halucha. The kid said, that's one noise, if Zaya over here taka creates a problem or not. It's definitely a machleikus, and it's definitely a shtaka tzad. The person should be careful not to bake the same time in one oven, fleisch and milk together. It can happen very often. You're baking challahs for Shabbos, and if you have a bigger oven, and you're cooking your chicken open, and you put your challahs to bake at the same time, then you'll have a problem of making fleisch and challahs. You normally won't have a problem l'halucha, because you'll always be doing a small quantity, because a small quantity enough for one day, we said, according to the Moisin, is okay. It's not a problem to make it fleishig. We'll have to remember it became fleishig and make sure that if there's any leftovers, you don't end up eating it with milk. It's only going to be a heter to go and eat it, but it's not going to be a heter to eat it with milk with that halten cup. If it's one out the other, it's a gross machloikas, it's a gross anoisa, it's too many details to charan, like, and whatever, but that's got to do with nat, one after the other. No one's going to end mamash of milk and fleishig. So it depends. If somebody only eats challahs for Shabbos Seedus Taka, for fleishig of challahs, a lot of people make challahs for challahs Seedus also, and they eat milk for challahs Seedus. That seer of a challah won't help you. So only going to be somebody who by them at home, they never ever eat milk with challahs, then you can come to that thing. It would be a good hecker taka. They would know that this house, this type of challah helps for a hecker. Then there's another noise which a lot of people do. It's just only in achrut, some achleks aposkim. Very often people like to make onion rolls. Or they bake bread and break rolls and they put onions on the top of it. So if we cut onions, as we all know, the biggest troublemaker in the kitchen is onions. So you take onions and you cut them with a knife, or you fry them. If you fry them or cut them with a milchiger frying pan or a milchiger knife, they become milchig. And if you do it with a fleischiger pan or a fleischiger knife, it becomes fleischig. So I've got these fleischiger onions, and I go and fill them into my rolls. I make rogelach. Bread rogelach of chalado or whatever it is, and I make all buns and I fill up the whole top. You can buy some of those buns with full of pieces of onion on top. So here we have a parva bread with fleischiger onions or milchig onions on it or in it. Does this go inside this chashash which Chazal told us that it's usa to bake bread, fleischiger bread or milchiger bread? It's being baked together as it is, or do we look at two separate entities? There's a great machlokes aposkim, and there's matirim and there's oisrim. The one thing we know, if there's matirim and there's oisrim, it's zicha, inyan, one shouldn't do it. Because if one doesn't have to rag around like in a machloikas, for nothing. And the stamazoi, once you cut onions in a Yiddish kitchen, if possible, it's always better to take out a power of a knife. Because very often you end up with half an onion which you want to leave behind, it goes back in the fridge, and then nobody knows what it was cut with, fleishig or with milchig. Sometimes it's very impractical. When you're cooking for Shabbos and you're cutting all your vegetables and the onions, you don't have a problem to use a fleischiger knife. But if it's something which is a item, which is a parva item, it's always kedai to be machme and cut it with a milk with a parva knife and put it, especially if you're going to put it on your bread or inside your ogelach, to make sure they shataka stay parvadik and not to go into any machleikas. Sachat lucha, and the Lord should remember it till next year. Yeah, I know.